Ready to start on me?
Who with you?
You're on that.
Everything's over, right?
I guess we're waiting to shut down and make it start. I have a public hearing on the update, PDC.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions?
No, I didn't have any questions on it. We were just updating it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all we're doing, just updating it, taking stuff out that says Barry County and putting Bethlehem in it.
Okay.
Everything pretty much stayed the same.
Right.
But, anything you think we need to talk about?
I mean, it's just a matter of making it open to the public.
Then y'all speak about the Unified Development Code?
Yeah.
And y'all, Chris? You? Y'all?
Y'all have a copy of it, don't they?
Just about that thick.
Yes. Unprintable.
Yeah.
I sent it by email. I sent it.
Today?
Yeah.
I looked at my email.
Sorry, I was off last week.
Yeah, this pretty much takes Barry County's name out of it and puts ours in, it's the main thing.
Right.
Update all the stuff that they've updated that we never knew they updated.
Now, we should be as updated as they are, right?
Yeah. We're gonna vote on that next month, right?
Next month.
Okay, I guess if nobody's got any comments, we'll close the public hearing part for the UDC. Start our regular meeting. Everybody look your minutes over from last time. That'll be regular meeting and executive session meetings. Anybody see any changes we need to change? What does it say? I don't have a copy of them right now.
Well, it says that you didn't know why I was missing the meeting, so I know for a fact my wife called the police.
Well.
Now, I know she told me not to air a whole lot of stuff that was going on, but I don't know why you told me you didn't know anything about it.
Well.
Which it don't matter, really.
I mean, it kind of put me in the middle.
You can't
Yeah, we found that out. Well, she asked me to not tell anybody too, so that's what I did.
Well, the minutes are actually correct. It was just a procedural issue. Do we have to rediscuss that in this meeting?
No, I mean, that was, you know, I take the blame for that. Shouldn't have gone into executive session. That's why we're talking about it in an open meeting, and the minutes are going to be open. But the fact remains, we actually did go into executive session, so.
I got you.
Am I on? So we just, so it's got to be there. It's got to speak the truth of what actually got said, whether that was, you know, correct or not. And certainly, in retrospect, we should not have gone into executive session without it clearly being one of the items that you can go into executive session for.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor? Eric, how do you vote on that? Forgot about you.
What were we voting on? I can barely hear y'all.
Approve the minutes from last month.
I approve.
Okay. Tommy, you staying out of it, I guess, because you wasn't here? You staying out of it because you wasn't here?
I wasn't here. I'm just...
I'm just checking. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yes, and this is really the first and second items on the agenda for the updated EDC. We've been working on this a little bit, and we had a moratorium already in place to allow us to update the UDC. It is largely adapting Barrow County standards for Town of Bethlehem. Some of the procedural stuff is where we are different because we don't have an intermediary board of review or appeals. It's all, you know, decisions are made by the council, that sort of thing. All that's to say, I think you all had met Thomas Mitchell. He's the one who's kind of our zoning guru, who's been preparing all this, and in the midst of it, he was having problems with his eyes, of all things, and needed to get surgery on those. So that's why I emailed everyone and said we should adopt at the October meeting, allow him to have full use of his eyes to put one version on aside from the other and confirm that everything's correct. But of course, we were able to do our public hearing tonight. All that being said, we need a 35-day extension of the existing moratorium to accommodate the adoption at the October meeting, and that's the resolution that we circulated.
We need to vote on this one.
Yes. And if, you know, and the benefit is if anybody sees anything and we need to make some edits, that will also give us the opportunity to do that as he's making his final revisions. And the resolution is substantially the same. Pardon me?
I'm going to go over all that together.
Yeah, I mean, this resolution.
Y'all got a copy of that? That resolution?
Yeah, it's
Okay, all right.
It's pretty much the same as the moratorium resolution that the council already approved that got us to this point. And it's just adding 35 days to it, which is more than enough to get us to our October 2nd meeting.
That's all my comment.
Okay.
Anybody have questions on that?
So as I understand it, the moratorium only applies to new zoning.
Correct.
Nothing that's...
That's right. So it's not going to affect any applications that were submitted before the moratorium.
Right.
Okay. So the McElhannon 11 is still going to be for next month?
Right. It doesn't affect that at all. And that rezoning would be evaluated under the existing UDC.
Right.
Rather than you'd be considering right. at the next meeting.
You got any questions on any of that? Not, can I get a motion to accept the 35-day extension on the zoning moratorium? Is a second?
I'll second.
Eric, second. All in favor?
Me.
Gotcha. Two of y'all. You're in or out?
You vote on the 35-day extension.
Yeah. No, we have to vote to extend it now. And then by the time that 35 days is up, we'll have our new UDC book.
And we just extended it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Already did that for 30 days before. Since it's taking a little longer to get the UDC book.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to be.
We have to do it all over again.
Yep. Got a motion, second from both of y'all, or what? Y'all make a motion to go with this?
No, no.
I think got a motion from Ashley, a second by Eric. And
all right.
Do you have all the votes?
Do you get all of them who voted for what?
Okay.
So we got three yeses and one no.
Plus Eric.
Four.
Eric, excuse me. Be forward, Eric. Well, as far as changing the council's compensation, let Brian explain all that because it's about this long.
Okay, sorry. This is a busy night for me. So I noticed that this was, yes, sir.
Just a question. Have we already
voted to update the UDC with the 35-day extension? Was it a comprehensive vote? Or was it, did we just vote on the 35-day extension?
You just voted on the resolution to extend the moratorium, and then the new UDC will come before you at the October meeting.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yep. And so on the council compensation issue, there's a statute that covers council's salary increases, and obviously the council can increase its pay, but only there's a few conditions that apply, and the first one is it can't take effect until the taking of the office of the council members in the January following the time that you take action. So, and the other problem is that the council cannot take action between the time that qualifying period begins for a general election and the time that the new council members take office. And we are in the middle of that time because it's after, I think, August 22nd was the day the
21st.
The qualifying opened. And so until January 2024, when the new council takes office, we can't even, council cannot vote, take action on a pay increase.
So we'll have to take this up in the February one, right?
That would be best. And because of the first provision, it's still gonna, it's gonna push you out till 2025, essentially,
right,
before the, before a pay increase would take effect. So.
At least you would know there's something there.
Yes. Yep. So.
So we need to take it back up in February.
Yes, sir. February, you know, really. Yes. Yeah, February would.
New people wouldn't be sworn in until January.
Right.
Oh, we could do it in January?
You could do it in January after the new council was sworn in.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's okay to discuss it, but we can't take action and,
right,
and vote on anything.
Yeah. I can deal with that.
And the third provision is just something to be aware of. It does need to be advertised for at least once a week for three consecutive weeks immediately preceding the meeting that the action's to be taken.
Okay. And that's prior to the vote, right?
Correct. So,
okay,
if, you know, just, you know.
Need to advertise in December.
If you, yeah, if you're going to take action in,
right,
January. Yeah, that's all I had on that one.
Okay. Got a call from Tim McLennan today. Someone's going to redo the computer store. He's going to try his best to get started on it this coming Monday.
Oh, okay.
The reason he had trouble, he had back surgery done, and then the guy that helped him had eye surgery done a couple of weeks back, so they think they'll both be put back together enough to where they can get started on it.
Tell you, when you get old, just turned 64, and everything's hit me at one time. It's crazy.
As long as we keep having birthdays, we'll be all right.
That's right. Going backwards. Sound good.
Anybody got anything we need to talk about?
We're not dealing with the change for zoning until next month, correct?
Right.
Now, in the paperwork that they sent us, you really didn't see any, like they didn't tell you anything that needs to happen at that intersection. I wonder if there's somebody we can find out that can give us some information or a study. There's no people going in and out of there. But heck, you never know how many people are going to go in and out of there.
Yeah.
And that's a nasty intersection, and it's all going to be young kids. All of Bethlehem's kids.
Yeah.
So, I still think they need a light or a turn roundabout. And I'm going to stick with that.
Ron, is it too late to go back and ask the people who did the traffic study for recommendations, conclusions, versus, to me, they just enhance the problem that I'm concerned about, you know, that we have a daycare center that's going to add all this traffic between 7 and 9 a.m., you know, and,
yeah,
and there's no conclusions, there's no recommendations, there's nothing from the county, from Rebecca's office. to tie in with the traffic study. And I don't know if Thomas can give us some guidance or if he's back at work yet.
I'll check with Thomas, but I looked back at the staff report, and it seemed to me that they anticipated commenting and getting recommendations either of their own or from others. So that's something that we ought to follow up on before next month's meeting.
Have we heard anything about that probably down on West Star Street?
I spoke at length with, you're talking about Mr. Sulemana?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken at length with him, and I need to, after having talked with him, I need to get back with the county to compare notes, essentially, and make sure there's an understanding.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything's changing down there.
Right, yeah.
It's right down to it. You're not supposed to be doing anything over there.
Does he even have a permit to build anything here?
Well, he had to get plans, but he's going to build him a house back there.
Yes.
Doesn't have a business license. Ain't been cleared through the county's fire marshal or anything else.
That's all. I don't understand the business.
Well, he's got his kids living in that office trailer, so.
I think there's three of them, isn't there?
At least three.
Yeah. And I ain't doing anything like that's kids. He's got to understand. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's just stalling as long as he can.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what's taking so long to get resolution on this?
Well, I think we discussed before that we would be on better legal footing with our UDC, which is admittedly yes, sir. In progress.
I heard that's right. You said that last time.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's from what I can gather, the problem, you know, he's obviously using it, the property, for a residence and a business without a CO. He claims he's gotten everything done that's required to get the CO, but yet the CO has not issued. So I'm going to go back to the county after having talked with him and just see where
he's running a business. He should have a log of what he's doing business for. I don't know if he's even doing real business.
I think his plans didn't work out right.
I think that thing kind of hit the ground. Now it's a living area. It looks partially like a company, but
none of this
stuff gets moved around.
Well, he talked with Ron about whether he could build a house back there.
Right.
Which he can, according to Ron.
Right.
So, we ain't seen any house plans or anything planned for the future either.
But we
get all this UDC stuff straightened out. When we take him to court, it'll be a better case for it.
Yes, I agree.
Now, the county fire marshal did an inspection on it.
That's what he says, yeah. I mean,
didn't you talk with him, Sandy?
He's the one that told me that there's people living in there.
So in did they do an inspection report? Do we have a copy of their report?
What he told me, being that it's in the city of Bethlehem, he's not the one to issue any citations for it.
I'm not talking about an citation, I'm talking about an inspection report.
CO either.
They don't even...
Not in Bethlehem, he said.
So why did he come out and, why did he come out and inspect it if he wasn't...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, if he's not gonna do anything with it, why'd he waste his time coming?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe that's what...
A lot of this for him is with the county not updating us on the things we need to know about.
Yeah.
Because they would have to inspect...
That's something that doesn't let you know anything that he does have, and he can't do anything.
Yeah.
If he can't do anything, why even bother?
By next month, we'll get this updated book done.
Then we can move forward on that.
Give them Christmas present in church and court.
Give them a ticket for court. Yeah, it's just dragging on.
Yep.
But like you said, there's nothing we can do until we get this report in.
That's it.
So I guess we'll have to wait until that comes through.
What else, got anything on that? Anybody got anything else we need to bring up? Where they gonna fix potholes, bad places? Baldwin, I'm hoping. They had a guy that used to come out here and measure everything with me. Retired. We finally got a hold of a new guy today. Hopefully we're gonna do something with it next week. Yep. They've always beat everybody else. I'm thinking as long as it's not over 200,000.
What's that on?
Each project.
Yeah, we had some emails back. It just depends on how big the project is, so. Yeah, road construction projects under 200,000 do not require public competitive bidding, but road projects between 20,000 and 200,000 require at least two estimates. So projects under 20,000 can be negotiated without any state law requirements. Anything over 200,000 has to follow public competitive bidding. The caveat to all that is it's got to be bona fide definitions of projects. You can't artificially split up a project to stay under one of those thresholds.
As long as those people finish their jobs.
Yep.
Right now, a lot of them ain't finishing their jobs.
Yep. I'll see if I can get the numbers from some more folks and call them too.
What folks are that?
I don't know, there's Allied Paving.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Arsenal. Not sure whether Gary's Grading does his own asphalt, I think somebody else does it.
Do you know which roads you're gonna do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some on Harrison Mill. Some on, David Avenue Park, Angel Street down to the old hatchery there. Down behind the fire station, it needs just all pulled up and start over. It's just full of pieces down there. Ain't no bigger than that bottle up there, none they're holding in. I mean, you know anybody else we call for paving? Yeah. Majority of them's gonna be a little bigger than hand patching. Anybody else got anything else?
I got a question. If there's an open records request, do we have to fulfill that ongoing, or can we stop it at 3 months, or is there any kind of rule on that?
However many times I asked for it, isn't it?
Because now that we're paying for copies and ink and all that other stuff, and Kathy's time.
We can charge for them, but...
I don't know that there's a provision for a standing open records request. I think an open records request the city receives needs a response, and that response is based on the records that exist at the time of the response. So later on, if the requester wants more, there ought to be another request. Is that, I don't know if that...
After 3 months, after a year, after...
Whatever records they ask for from this period to this period is what they get. If they want to know something the next month, they have to do it again.
Right, the requester's really in the driver's seat. You know, they decide how often they want to get records.
But I think what Doug is asking is you can't make an ORA in perpetuity.
No.
Right.
You have to do, it doesn't go out into the future.
Each time, and you have to say what records you're looking for at that time.
Right. You have to identify what it is you... Yes.
Ain't got nothing else. I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I second.
All in favor?
Me.
Unanimous. Okay, Eric, hope you get feeling better.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Sure.